Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
Not trying to be inspirational this morning, but someone needs to hear this. Never settle unless it's for a burger and a grape snow cone.
9.
On behalf of dogs, can we please get rid of doorbell sound effects and TV commercials?
Why do I stay in South Carolina? Because we have the best of both worlds, the beach and the mountains.
And Fat Boy.
If somebody ever called me and said, I got to tell you something. Are you sitting down? Yeah. Do you know who you're talking to here?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet rocks!
Fat Boy working hard yesterday, talking with, I assume that's who you were talking to when you were screaming. Yeah, was that a bill collector or was that this young lady?
No, they get put on a special voicemail.
Oh, they do.
So the situation here is she suspects some addiction going on with her boyfriend, but not maybe the kind of addiction we always think about when we hear the word addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So let's bring her on. She's going to go anonymous, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, let's bring her on and get the detail. And then when you're listening to this now, be ready to help her out, give her some advice and, you know, all that stuff. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you text food to 72341 and test it out for me? So maybe after the call. Okay.
As soon as I get off the phone. Yeah, definitely. I want to go.
I'd love you to win some of these tickets because you're dealing with some stuff here.
Yeah, I could use something good.
Okay. So walk us through that. Like, what is the situation? This is a boyfriend. Is there thoughts of engagement or marriage or anything like that?
I was thinking that, but now I'm doubting everything about the whole situation.
Oh, no. Okay. So what's been happening?
Well, basically, we've been together for a while. When we first got together, he had no interest of any kind in social media. Like, he had a Facebook page, but he never really used it. Like, I don't think he even, like, went to his timeline. But, like, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, he had nothing.
Okay.
But lately, something has changed because I know for a fact that he has Instagram now. And I just, like, I'm suspicious of why he just now has it. You know what I mean?
You say that you know for a fact that he has Instagram. Did he try to hide it from you and you found out otherwise? Or are you too connected on there?
I have Instagram and he was recommended as someone that I should follow. So he didn't follow me, but I followed him and now he follows me.
That's weird. I think.
Yeah, just
maybe.
Yeah, very. Because he knows I have Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. Like, I use everything and he knows it.
Yeah.
So it's just weird to me that he all of a sudden is using social media but didn't even tell me.
Right.
Like,
but you were on there, though. I mean, like, I'm trying to look at it from the other side, though. You were on there, and that was okay. But you're all of a sudden, he's suddenly interested in social media. You're like, what's bringing him to the table? What's drawing his attention all of a sudden?
Exactly. Okay. I mean, like, he knows he can trust me on social media. I mean, we're not the ones you have to worry about, right? It's guys who use social media to cheat, not women.
Hey, how dare you? I agree with that 100%, but I have to stand up for men.
Well,
I don't agree with that 100%. It takes two to tango, baby doll.
Well, I just, okay. So maybe maybe there's
I was asking you to dance.
Tell you.
No, no, I know what you're saying. And you're probably like, you know, I was cool with it when he first, you know, maybe got into it. But now he's making accounts that I'm also on and he's not following me. So why? Why wouldn't you follow your girlfriend, the one you maybe gonna marry soon?
But he does follow my girlfriends. Like all of my female friends, he follows on there. And he always likes their pics, like a lot. Every time they post, he likes it.
What kind of weird
and if they post any pictures of like just themselves without their kids or without their husbands, he likes that too.
Yeah.
Like all the way back from like when they first got on Instagram, like he's going through their photos and liking everything, which is just like, it's weird that he's, why is he all of a sudden doing this? And why is he liking all of my friends?
Let me ask you this. I assume you live under the same roof. I don't know why I assume that.
We do. Yeah.
Okay. Why is it? And again, I'm not beating up on you. I don't know anything about it, but why is it that you're on Instagram and blah, 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 and then you see that he's on there. Why wouldn't that come up in conversation? Not in a, hey, you didn't tell me. Just like, hey, I saw you on Instagram today. Or why didn't you try to connect with him? Why didn't you send him an ad? You know what I mean?
Well, when he was recommended to me on Instagram, I did send him an ad. We are friends. And we follow each other.
I see. Okay.
He didn't tell me that he was on there.
You
know what I mean? Like, I don't know if he was trying to be sneaky or not.
Okay. It is weird that he likes all your friends' stuff, but doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. But it's still. It's like, well, what does it mean? I don't know that it means anything because it's Instagram.
Well, yeah. I mean, it could be very innocent. I mean, it could totally be very innocent. Now,
frivolous.
Does he give you any? I don't know how long you've been together. You said a long time, but has he ever given you any reason to think he would cheat, or has he given you, thinking that he might step out, or maybe he even has?
I mean, nothing specific, but he's a guy. Like, guys cheat, you know?
You know, look, again, I say, I agree some of that, but it's not fair to say it's just men. Like, I tell you.
I think we make a lot of generalizations about women. I think it's funny she gives them back to us.
What do we make about women?
Every day.
Yeah. Give me one example.
Dude, I'm not saying it like angry, but I mean, I think it's fine if she gives it back to us because we do it too.
Is it when we were saying that, school teachers, it's always women that go after these scandals are always women with the boys and not older men with the girls.
It may be the most recent generalization.
Yeah. What's the problem? I mean, the problem is a lot of miscommunication, right? I mean, there's
the problem is that you got
an axe to grind because you've been cheated on before, haven't you? Probably more than once.
Yeah.
Okay. Not him, but other guys.
Are you looking for it now? Expecting it to happen again?
See, if you visualize it will happen. Like, don't think every guy is going to keep cheating on you, though.
Self-fulfilling prophecy to some extent.
Have to trust someone
somehow. I don't know that I'm so much expecting him to cheat. I just am looking for signs. Like, he's liking photos of my friends on Instagram. He's liking photos of other, like, attractive women that I don't even know on Instagram. I caught him looking at porn once, and, like, I almost broke it off then. But, we've been together for so long.
Now, with the porn thing, obviously you can't go into great details, but, like, did you walk in on him watching it? Or, why would he
had it on his computer. Like, I opened up the laptop and there was a browser.
You were going to break, you were going to end the whole relationship because he had been watching a porno movie?
I feel like he's going to someone else, like, online right now to get his rocks off or whatever. So I feel like it's just a matter of time before he does it in real life.
I go to a quarry to do that.
Corey, that's funny. Can you give you a ding on that?
You know,
Corey Rhodes,
like rock humor.
You really might be, but the question is, you said he likes pictures of people you don't even know. So you're going to the option where you click on notifications on there. You're clicking on the following part to see who all your friends like, a photo wise. That's the only way you would know, correct?
Yeah.
In other words, you're looking for it.
You're following his Instagram pretty close.
Well, I feel like he's being suspicious, you know?
It's all a game. That's what all social media is. And Instagram is the one where, you know, it entraps people the most.
Was it like the porn? Was it the very, you know, general porn, or was it very graphic or something? Because the fact that you saw it and wanted to break up with him, to me, is kind of odd. But, I mean, you know what? Whatever. Everybody's odd. I'm odd. Everybody's odd. You got to be a little odd.
I guess you don't like porn.
Yeah. But
yeah.
For whatever reason.
But you really, like, again, you know, we've never met. I don't know you. Blah, blah, blah. But you are, you think that every man's going to cheat on you now. And I don't know that any man, yeah, that's not fair to say either. But I think you got to realize that you got to give every guy a chance.
It seems like there's a lot of pressure on him in this relationship and that, in that arena. I mean, from what you just said about watching the porn or whatever, and then now the Instagram thing. I mean, it seems like basically if you hover too closely around a man, you will run him off, usually into the arms of another.
Yeah.
So to that end, it does become a self-fulfilling prophecy where you're so worried it's going to happen again that it will happen again because you're going to make sure it does.
Yeah. I mean, you got a lot of trust issues, but other than you catching him looking at porn one time, he's never given you any reason to think that.
I mean, no, I want to trust him, and, you know, I want to know that he's making the right decisions. I just feel like there's so much temptation, you know.
Let me ask you this, too. I'm going to ask you a total Oprah question. You ready? Are you happy with you? Like, are you happy with what you see in the mirror? I know most, you could ask anybody that and they would say no, but do you have image issues? Because if you're seeing that he's liking these pictures of people you don't know and all this stuff, maybe there's, you know, not a jealousy thing, but maybe like you're sitting there saying, well, he should like me. He should like me. Why
me
is he
only.
Going to,
yeah.
me alone kind yeah. of thing?
All right, if Tom Brady was running around on Giselle would have image issues.
Are you a Alexa Bliss or an Nia Jax? Help me out here. I'm trying to visualize this. You're scared. You're scared. You think you're going to be cheated on again.
Yes.
Plus, you're looking at all your friends' profiles now just to see if he's going to like a new pick.
Yeah.
That's going to cause issues.
Suspicious of them and him and everybody. I mean, it spirals into paranoia.
Yeah.
This is good.
Are any of these friends, are they all married or, you know, with somebody, or are some of them single?
Most of them are married. Yeah. One of them is divorced. But he likes all of them. It's like, I don't know who to be worried about if there's something going on, you know?
Yeah. Well,
just imagine life in the 70s or the 80s or 1994 even.
Why?
Well, because back then, you know, if he got up and left for work, you didn't know where he was till he came back home later.
Right.
You couldn't keep tabs on people all the time. Mm-hmm. And people got by and they had successful relationships back before they were able to keep tabs on each other and track each other using GPS monitoring devices you hide on your cars and crap.
They sell couples versions of GPS monitoring devices on Amazon.
What's
in hers?
Oh, yes. Yeah. But it should come with a referral to a therapist.
Well,
damn.
It says, you know, safety concerns.
Yeah.
Or if you can't get them on the phone, you worry where they are. They might be broke down the side of the road somewhere. You will know.
But,
and it's like, no, you think when I'm cheating.
For all of human history, it's like, well, if they're sick or dead, I'll find out when I find out. That's just when
news.
I'll find out. If they don't come home, I'll...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Starting to wonder.
Yes! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3, The Planet Rocks.
Jimmy, did I forward you the email that I got?
I think so.
Can you forward it back to me?
Yeah, I'll forward it right back.
I've looked in my sent folder and can't find it to you. I got it. I got you.
Well, I just sent it.
Okay, well, I got it again. I got it twice now. Boy, listen to this right here. I told Nine, I said, boy, I read through this, and what a mess, but who can help out with this? Ooh. The freaking P1s, man. Mm-hmm. They will know. So listen to this. Okay, dear Rise Guys, first off, love the show, but like everybody else, I only come to you when I need something.
Thank you.
Here goes. I work 50-plus hours a week in order to provide a life that allows my wife to stay at home with our one-year-old. She's a wonderful mom and wife, but things aren't really panning out the way I imagined they would with her being a stay-at-home mom. I'm writing to see if I'm being a jerk or if she's just slacking off in some ways. When I come home from work, she's often sitting on the couch scrolling through Facebook with mounds of laundry piled up next to her just waiting to be folded. Dinner ain't even thought about until I mention it. And the whole house, well, it's just a mess. When I come home from working a long day, I expect to be able to relax and put my feet up, but I can't because the ottoman's covered in clothes. I always figured having her home as a stay-at-home mom that she'd care for our child and our home. Now, our child, well cared for. No complaints there. But our home, well, that's another story. Help me out here. This is my first marriage. Am I out of line? Mm-hmm. This is out of line. And, of course, that's anonymous.
Man, being a stay-at-home mom seems to me like a tough gig. It really does, in the sense that you don't get properly stimulated throughout the day.
No.
You're there by yourself with a child, usually. There ain't a lot of, like, grown-up adult stimulation. It's on you to stimulate the child, but there's no one stimulating you in the same way.
Right.
It seems like a tough gig. Plus, with our jobs, when I get home from work, I look to try to kick in around the house.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, honestly, on a typical day, just around the house, we don't even have kids. My wife does way more work there than I do here.
Well, sure. But the thing to remember here is that, like, if the kid was at school or in school or even at a mother's morning out kind of thing or whatever, you might have a leg to stand on. A one-year-old child is, man, I mean, I don't imagine there's a whole lot of time.
No.
I mean, probably I don't. And think about it. If you dealt with it all day and finally, you know, the child conks out and takes a nap, what are you going to do? I'd sit there and take a breath of relief and chill for a second. Go take it. Well, whatever. But I wouldn't say, all right, it's time to do the laundry.
Yeah. I mean, then I got to think, how long does it take to start some laundry? I mean, I'm not saying that towards her, I'm saying that towards him. If you really want to kick your feet up, go throw it in the washer.
Right.
It don't take but a minute to start laundry.
But he, you know, his whole argument, he's not saying this, but his whole argument is, well, it's the, you know, it's kind of the deal. But it's not. It's like he says, I assumed. And you know what happens when you do that? It makes you a butthole.
It was, you were both something going into like something relatively unknown together where you're going to go back to work, which you know that.
Right.
And she's going to stay at home. But her staying home is the unknown, and that isn't always as easy as it seems like it will be before you decide to do it.
Yeah. Plus, I don't think that's the paradise everybody thinks either.
No.
Like, I've known, you know, over the course of my life, I've known two people that wanted to be stay at home. One of them was a guy. One of them was a mom. He was a guy. His wife was a doctor, blah, blah, blah. Turns out they were like, this sucks.
Yes.
I cannot stand just staying at home all day or just being the person in charge of the house.
And even when they get a little older, too, it's so hard because you're chasing after them. You're keeping them from falling it, and you're keeping them from getting into things, and you're trying to potty train. And so, I mean, there just needs to be some kind of agreement between the two of them, and when can you do that? Or maybe if he wants that done, he can watch the kid while she does that, you know, or help.
There's got to be some kind of new agreement, I guess. But another thing to remember for her in this is she doesn't get to leave and go to work. You get to leave and you go to work, and then when you leave work, where do you go? You go home. In her situation, home becomes work. Mm-hmm. So how does she know when work is over? It literally never, psychologically speaking, work never ends for her in that position of being a stay-at-home mom.
She should get to go hang out when he gets home from work.
Yeah, I mean, psychologically speaking, like, where's the line drawn? Because when his day is done, when his hours are up, shift is up, whatever happens, he gets in the car to go home. Well, psychologically, that's a change. For her, she doesn't get that. So it's just a mind blank for her.
Yeah, there's no break, lunch hours, or sick days.
And then, God, I'm going to sound like I'm some kind of female sympathizer here, but listen to this. Just hit me like a ton of bricks. When you go on vacation, geez, there we are. It's like playing home, but on the road. Dad, I mean, come on, man. I admit it.
Yeah.
Dad's not the one packing everybody's laundry and making sure all the... Oh, God.
We got to have chargers for all this crap we don't need to take with us.
Sure, we have to take pictures and video everything, but she's got to do all the getting together and making sure Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's always the thing. Dad's got to drive there and walk around with a camera for 4 or 5 days. But meanwhile, no, mom's responsible for making sure we don't lose nobody. Everybody gets there. Everybody gets home. Everybody has something to eat. And everybody don't stink.
Everybody has underwear. Yeah.
Salute to mamas.
A lot falls on mom. I mean, it's a hard gig. The older I get, the more I see how hard it is to be a stay-at-home mom and how much I'd rather go to work.
Well, the thing, too, is, you know, he's obviously concerned because he said it several times in the email that he doesn't want to come off, or am I coming off as a jerk or blah, blah, blah. No, because you, for lack of a better term, reached out to somebody instead of just going to her with it. You know, at least a real jerk would just not care about what any or care if they're looking like a jerk. They would just say it. Yeah. So now you ain't being a jerk.
And he did see the attempts of doing stuff where maybe she started folding the clothes and then she had to go get the child and then that's where it ended up on the table. And, you know, it's just like projects that are started and not finished because of taking care of children.
Yeah.
No, where he says that she's browsing Facebook, scrolling Facebook when he gets home. Well, that's where I think, you know, that's where it looks like, well, is she depressed or something? Obviously, she's not feeling the best then.
Yeah.
If he says she's not taking care of the house, but she's, you know, just kind of sitting on the couch scrolling Facebook.
Yeah.
At that point, it seems like she's sad.
Yeah.
What? Because when you scroll Facebook, you're sad. You're looking for something.
She needs
in your
a
life.
Break.
Typically, if you're sitting in a dirty house browsing the internet, you're sad.
Yeah, man.
As someone who's done it, I speak from experience. Okay, I mean that's why I know because I've been there.
You know, that's the thing. I know I mention it all the time because I am a super fan. But on
call from mom, answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Orders? All those people might not have a bathroom to use.
Yes.
They may not have a actual bed, but they will have a corner with a computer.
The only two things they can access
serious.
Are the TV and the computer.
Yeah.
They are going to watch TV and they're going to be online.
It's absurd. It really is. All right, so let's talk to a Jeff, did she use the term homemaker?
Yes, she
okay.
did.
I that's kind of old fashioned, but I like it because stay at home, mom. You hear it? It's almost like a command. Stay at home, Mom. She is a homemaker. It's Tiffany in Traveler's Rest. Hey, Tiffany.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. So I had to call in because this is actually right up my alley. I do think that people think that, you know, stay at home moms, homemakers, housewives, whatever you want to call it. I'm 28. But I was raised by my grandparents, so I'm very old-fashioned. I think that people think that, you know, they have it easy, and they really don't.
Hell no.
Not at all. But I love it. Like, I actually love it. I'm not really a stay-at-home mom. I do have a son, so, you know, that's split custody there, whatever. But and then two of my, I guess you could say, stepkids. But, and that's every other weekend, but, I mean...
There's all these caveats.
I mean, you know, you got to keep your man happy. That's all. That's what it's about, to me. I guess you can say I'm, like I said, I'm old fashioned. Mm-hmm. Some people wouldn't be that way. But that's my thing. That at the end of the day, when he comes home from work and is happy because the house is clean, you know, food's done,
yeah,
you know, stuff like that. Like, that makes me happy.
Yeah, but there's a line, you know, to that, though, right? Like you said, I feel like my job is to keep my man happy. But if he said, hey, I want to bring home old girl from work tonight, and the three of us roll around, you would say no, right?
Or if he just didn't reciprocate.
Well, it depends on which girl we're talking about.
Yeah, see, that's why you ask a loaded question. What if he just didn't appreciate it and didn't like it or didn't? I mean, you know, if he wasn't appreciated and he didn't try to keep you happy, you probably wouldn't be as into keeping him happy,
that's
right?
That's what I was getting ready to say next.
Yeah, because I thought Mama had to be happy.
You got to keep me happy too. Like, as long as you stay faithful to me and loyal, you know, and you know, let me go and buy groceries and stuff like that, and don't bitch about it, then we're good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
in other words, you are okay with laundering the sheets as long as he's a freak in them, correct?
Right.
There we go.
Right.
That's good.
Tiffany, thank you, ma'am. Have a great morning.
Thank you. Bye, y'all.
Thank you. Who would win in a fight, housewives versus trophy wives? Who wins?
Oh, housewives.
Housewives all day.
Yeah.
All day long.
The thing that's hard to do here is this dude's got to come home and say, he's got to not get mad about it. He's just got to, what do we need to do here? Like, this doesn't seem like it's working out for you. And mm-hmm. because it isn't working out for you, it isn't working out for any of us. So what do we need to do here for you and for us?
Yeah.
Because if it ain't working out, if she seems to be obviously having issues with this, I mean, that's the best way is to, what do we need to do? Because she doesn't want to say, hey, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if this is for me. I don't know if I need, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need to talk to somebody. She doesn't want to come and say that because it's her end of the deal and she's letting him down on her end of the deal. So he needs to come up and say, hey, I'm not going to be mad at you. I just want to do what's best for us.
Let's get to Anonymous in Greenwood. You want to get the opposite side of the coin? How about a stay-at-home dad? Sup, Anonymous?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, sir. Now, is this by choice or did you lose your job?
It was a lost job situation.
Okay, but it's working out, though, with you staying at the house and your wife is going out, you know, working
it,
and earning.
It is. It's working out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, does she still, yeah. are you like, is it kind of some kind of unwritten rule that you take care of the house and she, or does she help out, or what's the deal you guys have going on?
No, it is an unwritten rule, you know, obviously to take care of the house. But what I was going to say is I totally understand where she's coming from of being on Facebook when he gets home, because at the end of the day, I mean, it's exhausting. And when you hear that, it's like kind of like getting off of first shift and second shift comes in. When you hear her hit the door, it's like,
yeah.
Okay, now I can release for a second. Someone else is here, so I can breathe.
Right.
So I totally understand that.
Yeah. How many kids do you have?
Just one.
Okay. How old?
6 months.
Oh, boy.
Every day? You got them every day?
Yeah, every day.
Not every third Thursday or something like that?
You don't have stepkids twice a month?
Well, yeah, you got your hands full, man.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Well, keep doing it, man. Good luck to y'all.
Hey, thanks.
All right, see you, brother.
Just watching his kid while he's calling here. He should be on the clock.
She doesn't have to be at work till 8.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter.
So oh, Jesus.
Why is he not saying anything? Unless he knows.
Unless he knows and he's picking up and hanging up.
Unless
Lord,
he knows what's
have
going
mercy.
On.
All right.
Let me try one more.
Yeah, please.
If that happens again, Nicole, just say something.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Hello?
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 Who
Hello?
Is this? Hello?
Hey, Anthony, it's me. It's me. Please don't hang up.
What are you? Hi. What's going on?
Hey. Well, You seem to be ducking all my calls and ignoring my texts, and I really need to talk to you.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm sorry. I know it's going to sound like crap, but I really have been meaning to call. I just...
Okay, since January? Okay, we've been together for 13 years, and now you suddenly don't have time to talk to me for 3 months? Come on. Anthony, just be honest with me. I'm really worried about you, and I love you, and I miss you.
Oh.
What's what's going on.
Really? You love me. Okay. Well, I told you, you know, I was going to call. I'm just trying to get around to it. Okay.
Okay. In January, you said that you forgave me and you were coming back home. You just needed a little more time, and it's now the end of April and we haven't spoken since then. So I feel like you need to give me an explanation about what's going on. I feel like you owe me some sort of explanation about what's going on.
You want me to give you an explanation? Trust me. You don't want to get into who owes who what, okay?
Okay. I am so sorry for what happened. I fully admit that I absolutely put you through hell, and I was not in my right mind. I have been doing everything I can to fix that, and it's been fixed.
Oh, it's been fixed?
Okay,
you're hanging up on me 3 times in a row, so obviously it's been fixed. So you're not crazy anymore?
Anthony, you didn't answer. I didn't hang up on you. I was waiting for someone to answer.
I answered. I said hello. I said hello like 3 times.
Okay. I didn't hear you.
Anthony. Anthony, if I may. Anthony.
We didn't hear you either.
Who is that?
Anthony, good morning. This is the Rise Guys morning show, 93.3 The Planet in Greenville.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Well.
Nicole, what are you?
She wasn't calling. It may have been our crappy phone systems.
What?
Anthony, you wouldn't answer me. I felt like I had to do something drastic to speak to you. Your kids
are
asking me where you are.
You are insane. Oh.
No, I'm not. I'm not, Anthony. I'm just trying to talk to you.
Over the radio?
Well, you wouldn't take her call otherwise.
That's true. You wouldn't talk to her.
Your boys miss you.
Yeah.
I see my boys. And who the hell are you to tell me what my boys do and what they don't? What they know and what they don't.
I'm just a guy that's outsider kind of looking in and realizing you're not having anything to do with your kids, according to her.
And you seem very, very, very mad, and we got to figure out what's going on. I mean, I understand if you are, but, you know, like, you know, don't like, say you're not if you are, basically. You know, it's okay to be mad.
Okay, I'm gonna assume here. I'm going to assume here, guys. I apologize. I'm sorry I yelled at you. I'm going to assume that you guys really don't know what happened last year, do you?
I told them everything that happened. I told you I fully take responsibility for everything.
She told us at the end of the year, first of the 2018, she got on some different medication and it messed with her head. And you guys, you know, you went to live with your parents and she's off of it now and feels like she's back to her old self.
She says she made your life hell for a couple months.
She admitted all that.
Her exact words. She made your life hell for like 2 months.
Yes. Yes, she did. And okay, now granted, I wish I could have handled that better. I wish I had more patience with you, Nicole. I'm sorry. I wish I did, but I cannot get past you almost getting me fired for what you did at my job. Did you tell him that part?
No.
What was that?
What happened?
She came into my job screaming, throwing things, breaking things, accusing every single female coworker that I work with and even my boss that I was sleeping with all of them. I almost got fired.
Yeah, I bet so. Almost, though. I mean, you're lucky you didn't.
No, they all know my wife is crazy, okay? They feel sorry for me, so let me keep my job.
Anthony, as they should, and I've fully taken responsibility, it was a horrible thing to do. And it's something that I would never do in my right mind. And that's why I've been doing everything I can to get better. What I did was really wrong, and I'm really sorry. I'm not making any excuses for it.
But you didn't tell us about that. I mean, you know,
I'm sorry. I didn't know if I should go into all the details, but I fully take responsibility for it. Like I said, I was crazy for a little while, like actually crazy, and I am not now. I am balanced. All my blood work looks good. I mean, I'm totally myself again and have been for a while. So you either want to be here with me or our kids or you don't, but you need to decide.
Like you were cool with everything prior to the medication change, right, Anthony? I mean, your life was you know, sure, there's ups and downs with everybody.
I mean, yeah.
But
yeah, I get it, guys. I mean, I have been a good husband. I have taken care of things. I have paid for the house. I paid for everything. I'm taking care of things, right?
And yes, so you are.
For her to go to the point, but for you to go to the point where you think it's okay to literally almost destroy what it took for me, that job is very important.
I don't think it's okay. I was dealing with a medical issue. It was a medical issue. I don't think it was okay.
And I understand. Look, Nicole, I get it. It's a medical issue. I get it. Okay. But seriously, I almost lost everything I've been working for 20 years. Okay. Almost 20 years I've been at this job, and you're about ruined it. Every day I go to work, I think of you, and I think of how crazy you were and how you almost destroyed everything. I'm not ready. I'm not ready yet. I wish I was.
You can appreciate that.
Anthony, I understand that. I've been doing everything I can to get better, but at this point, the ball's in your court, and you can't just string us along indefinitely. You have to make a decision about what you want to do with your family.
And you don't have to do it right now, and you do not have to, look, it gets to a point where you just got to talk to each other. But you will talk to her about this, and there will be some kind of conversation today after work or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, it's not just this, though. It's not just this one thing. It's a bunch of stuff. And we're going to need more help than one conversation.
Yeah.
No, I absolutely. But Anthony, you would not speak to me for 3 months, and you moved out at the end of July. Like, if you want a divorce, you need to be upfront with me and tell me that.
I don't want a divorce. I've never wanted a divorce. I've never wanted another woman ever.
Okay.
I've never wanted anybody but you. And you acted like I'm a cheater. And like now what am I? What is everyone going to think if I go back to the woman who literally? I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm trying to be a man here. I'm trying to be a man. How do I be a man at work and how do I be a man at home at the same time? I can't. I don't know if I can do this.
But why do you work?
You did.
Why do you work? Why do you have this job you've worked for? Why do you do it?
To take care of my family.
I see. It's a give take, man.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you got to run back, but at least start a conversation today.
All right. I'll start a conversation.
Yeah. There's a pride thing at work there. Obviously, there will be to some extent.
But yeah.
Don't let what other people think keep you from going back if you want to go back.
All right, so can she come over to the house tonight, the in-laws' house, and see, or would you rather come to her house? I want to get some kind of plan here before we hang up with you. Somebody's coming to see somebody. Who's it going to be? Maybe go over and see the boys. Yeah. That'd be kind of cool. Hang out with them for
really
a little while.
To see you. They missed you.
Hang out with the boys for a little while, and then mom and dad will go out back and talk for a little bit. Maybe that'll work. Is that a deal, Anthony? It's the reason why you work, man. Yeah. It's the reason why you work. It's not for the job. It's for the family.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. I'll come over about 7. Is that all right?
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, Anthony.
Great. Awesome.
Okay.
Man. I think it was just lip service, though. I you got to handle him with kid gloves right now. It is that pride thing, just what Jimmy zeroed in on, because he's worried about what everybody's going to think. You're back with that woman that came up here and broke everything or whatever. Oh. By the way, Jesus Christ, you didn't tell us about that.
No, I mean, it was horrible. I mean, I was in such a state. I was terrified that he was. Nothing to defend what I did, but I will say that, hey, hopefully it says something about how much I love him that when I went crazy, the crazy that I went was terrified of losing him, not like not like something else.
Yeah.
But no, I was really scared that he was having an affair with one of his coworkers, and he kept brushing me aside, and he kept, telling me that I was just acting crazy, which I was. Mm-hmm. But I went to his work to confront him because I was really, really upset and angry. And obviously now I realized that was just the most horrible thing, and I'm completely embarrassed and humiliated.
Let me ask
you
this.
Every right to be
was
furious
the,
at
was
me.
The law called to his workplace? Like, were you?
The law was threatened to be called.
Okay, you just can't go back.
I'm on trespassing notice. So, and I would never do that anyway. But
Jesus.
I don't know. I mean, I also sort of feel like I'm his wife. I love him, and I went through like a medical emergency, and now like if I and I screwed up once and now he's just going to drop me after 13 years. If he was going through a medical issue, I would do everything I could to help him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So well, look, he says he's going to, y'all are going to talk tonight. So I expect you'll email us with an update or something and let us know what's going on.
Sure. Sure. Thank you so much for all your help. I really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
There's a lot going on for
him. There's a whole lot going on.
Yep, sure is.
I just think that they should focus on being better parents, and maybe after a year of separation, they can reevaluate. But you can hear the anger that there's a problem with that relationship.
After a year of separating, he's going to file for divorce, whether she knows it or not.
I mean, you can't, okay, medication or not, you can't have an episode flip out, give him an ultimatum just because it fits your window of how you want to get back together right now.
Yeah, and look, I'm not trying to point fingers here either, but like, if she's acting like that, how are you going to leave your kids in that situation if she's acting like that? No, is that the...
Yeah, I mean, we don't know where they were during that. They might have had to go stay with somebody, too. You know, who knows?
Yeah,
that never came up, but we didn't get the whole story. Know.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. Carolina's number one morning show. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell. 93.3 The
Planet. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.